This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Cutting-edge technology is making its way into Americans' beauty routines. L'Oreal is coming out with a smart hairbrush later this year. Erica Barris reports on the growing business of high-tech beauty.
L'Oreal's $200 hairbrush has a built-in microphone that listens to your brushing patterns to make sure you don't overbrush. The vibrating brush also measures the force applied to the scalp. All of that connects to, of course, an app. It's the kind of service you'd expect from a dermatologist, not at home. Jill Gilbert organized the Beauty Tech Summit at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas earlier this year. More than 300 companies displayed products.
You're seeing many different connected hairbrushes, many different lasers, many different microdermabrasion types of items. So the availability is there. The question is the uptake. I can only imagine that the growth is just beginning.
And the $50 billion a year beauty industry is driving that growth, says Karen Grant, an analyst at NPD Group.
Beauty does not sit on its laurels, and it doesn't wait for the trends to happen and then try to run with it. They try to drive some of the trends and meet the consumer need, sometimes before the consumer is even aware of it.
Which is why a company like Quantum Signal, an engineering firm based in Michigan, is in hot demand. CEO Mitchell Rhodes says post-9/11, the company was working on face recognition biometrics for government agencies. Then Amway reached out for help developing smart mirrors.
I was a little bit surprised by that because obviously when you start an engineering company, you don't really think about beauty and cosmetics or skincare as an application.
Turns out the same systems that allows the Treasury to convict counterfeiters can also help someone assess their pores and wrinkles.
On the military side, it's much more about recognition and identification. On the beauty side, it was more about actual analysis of some of the details of someone's skin. But, you know, underlying all of it is math and algorithms.
Jenna Blaha, the fashion and tech editor at Marie Claire magazine, says everybody wants to have the next big thing.
This is just the direction the world is going. So if you don't invest now, you're going to be behind.
And in this case, the next big thing may fix all those tiny flaws. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.